Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Made in New Zealand, where we talk to locals making products here in Aotearoa. And if you know of a local manufacturer, you can email us and tell us about them, jesse@rnz.co.nz. Someone who's decided to make their product. It doesn't need to be a sexy product. We're not looking for marketing stories here. We're looking for manufacturing stories. So jesse@rnz.co.nz or text me on 2101. And my guest today says paint stinks. But his one doesn't. Here's James Mount. Hi, James.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
You make paint.
I do. I don't know if it's sexy or not.
How did this all happen? How did you begin in this industry?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a random industry to fall into. It's not what I was initially planning, you know, for my career.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes there's life, certain doors open, and when there's a good opportunity, you know, sometimes you just got to walk through them. And started it back in 2015. I'd fallen into the paint industry as a bit of an interim job after uni. And really the idea came about, you know, like a lot of good ideas, addressing a problem that myself and my partner could see, both in the industry, but also just, you know, looking at a more holistic view of people's health and wellness. And the problem was, you know, around the paint industry being so reliant on petrochemicals and harmful ingredients, and a real lack of transparency around, you know, what people were putting into their homes and going to be breathing in during the painting process, but also after the painting process, you know, for many years after. And you know, we did a bit of research and found out that, you know, paints can off-gas chemicals for up to 10 years. And when a room's newly painted, the indoor air is up to 1,000 times more toxic than the air outside. So it's one of those sort of silent problems where we kind of know, you know, sort of accepted that, oh, when you paint a room, it's going to smell and maybe give you a headache. But nobody had really addressed a better way to do it. And so, yeah, we saw an opportunity to jump in and, you know, see if there was a better way we could, you know, address the problem.
Yeah. And, well, people will be able to see that gap that you'd spotted, but then you've got to go ahead and work out how to make paint. And you've got to work out how to make it better so that it doesn't have the toxic aspects you're speaking of there. So how long was that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't a paint expert when I started, and I'm definitely not a paint chemist, and neither was my partner. We started by looking at, rather than making it ourselves, can we bring something in from maybe overseas? Because surely somebody else has, you know, identified this problem internationally. And we actually looked to Germany, have been producing natural paint since the 90s, and we imported some product. But what we found very quickly was the quality was just not able to compete against the chemical brands here in New Zealand. And it really solidified for us that if we were going to offer a product in the market, we had to really nail three aspects, which was health, creating a product which was completely free of, you know, nasty chemicals, and not off-gassing, you know, toxins into people's homes. Sustainability, prioritizing natural, renewable raw materials rather than synthetics and petrochemicals. And then the third one, which was really nailing the quality. So our products, created products which are as good as or better than what's on the market.
Yeah, I guess that would be true of any sustainable or quote better for you product, is that you don't want to be having to convince people that it's worth stepping down in quality, or I guess, well, this is another conversation, but stepping up too much in price. But let's talk about the quality thing. So is it hard to do the same thing without using some of those chemicals that have presumably been used for decades?
Yeah. Well, you know, so once we realized that importing a product wasn't going to be an option, we found some of New Zealand's top paint chemists and basically task them with the job of you know, those three things, the health, sustainability and quality. And it was a couple of years of product development to get to, you know, a product which was able to be as good as or better than, you know, what's on the market. And our paints have a 25-year interior guarantee, which is about twice as long as any other sort of formal guarantee or promise from any of the other brands. And you know, the market is very dominated by a couple of big companies who have been around for a long time. And so when you're going into a market with a new product, but also a market which is already, you know, already owned, the space is already owned by a couple of big brands, you've really got to go above and beyond in all aspects, you know, customer service, quality, and quality means not only durability and longevity, but also the ability to be able to wash the paint. You know, if your kids get their mucky hands on the walls, being able to wipe it clean and for it to be able to handle sort of knocks and bumps and things like that. So that was, you know, the really big point for us. And, you know, it took a bit of time, but we're really, really happy with the products and the feedback we've had from the market. It's been amazing.
Yeah. How do you begin then trying to get, you know, even if your product does tick those three boxes you mentioned, how do you attack things from a marketing point of view? And how do you actually get in to these, I guess, these decorators and designers who are used to working with particular brands?
Yeah, well, great question. Well, at the time, my partner's business partner as well, she was nursing, and I had, you know, left uni, so it's not like we had much money to put behind a business. So we sort of, you know, did everything we could and got creative, and we decided that if we were going to go into the market and offer a new product in a better way, why not approach the distribution in a new way as well? So we started the business being 100% online, and this is, you know, 7-8 years ago when online maybe wasn't as popular or as commonplace as it is now. I think we're the first Australasian paint company to be online, and we've actually stuck to those roots, you know, from then until now. And really it was around getting the product into people's hands, getting a lot of feedback. You know, being online means we're talking directly with the customers. It's not going through a third party or, you know, a hardware store. So we have had that feedback, and we've been able to put that back into the products, not only in making the products even better, but also listening to the market and what they would like. Because we not only do, you know, the healthier paints for, you know, homes and commercial spaces, but we also have our whole side of the business, which is like oils and natural varnish alternatives. And some of our products there came about through people asking us, you know, hey, do you have a product for plywood walls which won't make it go yellow, or, you know, do you have a natural flooring varnish, things like that. So yeah, being online has been amazing, and I think it's allowed us to target customers in a different way rather than having to rely on sort of fighting for shelf space in a hardware store.
How's the growth been for the business?
It's been great. We're still around, which first of all, you know, is a something that can be tough for a lot of new businesses breaking into a new market. But we've grown over 50% year on year since we started. And, you know, we do rely on that word of mouth as well. People spreading the message and, you know, leaving reviews and telling their friends and family about it and things like that. And then also we do a lot of work with, you know, commercial clients, painters, decorators, architects and builders, which also helps because it, you know, spreads the word. And, you know, New Zealand's not a big place. If you have a product that isn't, you know, any good or is, you know, maybe a big compromise, people will soon hear about it and they won't support you. So it's really been, I think, that focus on quality and transparency that's allowed us to keep growing and have that momentum.
Is there much like your products around the world?
You know, interestingly enough, I would say in the market, no. There's a few places. I think Europe is probably, you know, the sort of the next best in terms of companies pioneering, you know, in the space. But I think there's massive global opportunity, and you know, especially in Australia even and in Asia as well, for products like ours. Eco-friendly or environmentally friendly and healthier paint products are poised to be the number one growth vertical in the industry, but. You know, a lot of the industry is run by very, very big corporations who are quite slow to innovate and have a lot of hoops to jump through. Whereas, you know, being a smaller Kiwi business, we can be really agile and, you know, and offer a product that, you know, meets customers' demand. And I think people are wanting more transparency and are wanting, you know, products which are not going to be putting toxins into their homes and really having that transparency on ingredients and knowing like what they're going to be breathing in during and after the painting process, and also of course focusing on sustainability as well.
How do you go on price?
We're very similar to some of the top, you know, the sort of the more popular brands like Resina and Dulux. We are very similar on price. If you were to grab, you know, a 10-litre bucket of our wool paint versus, say, a Resina, there may be 10% in it. That is somewhat offset as well by the fact that we generally have higher coverage rates. So with our paints, we have more of the good stuff, which basically gives it the coverage and gives it the hiding power. And so you generally need less of our paint to do a job. So you might need, say, 60 litres of a chemical paint, you might need 40 of ours.
James,
so people often find savings there.
It's a great story, and I think I even neglected to say the name of your company. It was the Natural Paint Company. Well done on all you have achieved. Natural Paint Co. Well done on all you've achieved so far, and thanks for telling us a bit of your story today.
Thank you so much. Can I have one quick plug before I go?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, awesome. Look, if anybody likes the story and is interested in finding out more or actually becoming an owner in Natural Paint Co., we are launching a crowdfunding capital raise in a few weeks. And so we've got information on our website. But that basically gives the opportunity for any Kiwi who wants to, you know, be an owner of the company and follow it along on its journey. You can invest from as little as $500 and you'll get ownership in the business, and you'll also get exclusive discounts as well on our products.
Nice plug. So good work. Yeah.
If you're interested in that, jump on naturalpaintco.co.nz and yeah.
Thanks, James. Really nice to meet you.
Today. Awesome.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.